This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The midterm elections are 6 weeks away, and for many first-time candidates, whether they win or lose, the election will be the culmination of a crash course in how to run for office. This includes how to raise money, or more specifically, how to ask for money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams caught up with one first-time candidate in Virginia to see how she does it.
It's lunchtime, and Democratic candidate Vanjie Williams is working the crowd in a banquet hall in Ashland, Virginia.
Hey, Dr. Brock.
She's there for a meeting of progressive groups in her district. They're training volunteers and raising money for the midterms.
I am so excited to see everyone coming through, volunteering, getting materials, buying shirts. Buy shirts. We have a lot of shirts.
Williams works as a strategic planner now, but she used to be in real estate. Back then, she was comfortable talking about money. But she says asking people to contribute to her campaign feels more personal, complicated.
I understand why it's so hard now.
Some candidates even get training in the art of the ask. Williams did hers through a group called Emerge America, which offers a course to train Democratic women on how to run for office.
They say to us, wait, you mean I have to get in front of people and ask them for money?
Ashanti Golar is National Political Director for Emerge America.
And we say yes. You know, this is a part of politics. It is part of running a campaign.
Williams raised around $60,000 in the primary. She knows she'll need much more for the general election. She's up against Republican Rob Whitman in a district held by the GOP since 1977. With her training, Williams says,
asking for money is not the problem. It's literally that a lot of people have no money.
While Virginia's 1st District has government contractors and high-income commuters who work in nearby Washington, D.C., Williams is also targeting lower-income voters. She says her supporters often contribute in other ways.
They have time. They have things they can give.
Winning the primary has helped take her fundraising to a new level. Williams' campaign says it's raised more than $250,000.
Those who have money are more comfortable giving in the general than the primary.
Her competitor, Whitman, already raised more than $1 million as of June 30th. Emerge America's Golar says money isn't everything in a race.
There are some races where you only need to raise $10,000. There are some races where you only need to raise $100,000. You can do that.
If, says Golar, you know how to ask. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.